Splash in the Springs Water Park for your perfect summer staycation. It's water park fun for the whole family. Springs Water Park at the Ingleside Hotel. Visit theinglesidehotel.com to learn more.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is taking extra steps now to vet foreign students who wish to study here, as CBS's Linda Kenyon reports from the White House.
The Trump administration is freezing all new student visa interviews at all U.S. embassies and consulates. Secretary of State Marco Rubio issued the order as the administration looks to expand screening and social media vetting for all foreign students seeking visas to study in the U.S.
The Trump administration has also asked federal agencies to cancel an additional $100 million worth of contracts with Harvard University. Correspondent Matt Piper tells us the U.S. has added Italy to the list of nations needing a safety warning.
The U.S. State Department recently issued a level 2 travel warning for Italy, urging travelers to exercise increased caution due to terrorism. The advisory warns that terrorists may attack with little or no warning and tells Americans to be careful at tourist spots, transportation centers, shopping malls, hotels, clubs, and a host of other spots.
The U.K., France, and Germany are also under a level 2 travel advisory for Americans. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says the CDC will stop recommending that, quote, healthy children and healthy pregnant women get vaccinated for COVID-19. CBS's Erica Brown has this reaction.
In a statement, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists said it was, quote, extremely disappointed by Tuesday's announcement, saying its physicians have seen firsthand how dangerous COVID infections can be during pregnancy and for newborns.
Police in Waterbury, Connecticut say at least 5 people were injured in a shooting at a mall. CBS News New York's Ali Bauman reports a person of interest is in custody.
After the suspect and possible accomplice fled, officers went store by store to escort out terrified shoppers.
It's really amazing to watch people in this time of crisis keep cool heads.
In a statement, Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said in part, our hearts break for the Waterbury community, the victims and their families who have been impacted by this incident.
SpaceX launched another Super Heavy Starship rocket Tuesday evening, but it did not go well. The first stage broke apart before they could carry out controlled descent to splashdown off the Texas coast. Then the upper stage got into its planned suborbital trajectory until an apparent propellant leak put that spacecraft part into a slow spin, and it began to break apart.
It would not have been oriented the right way. They did fully expect it to break up, and even right before they lost contact and camera view of the ship while it was still in the air, you could start to see some of the pieces that were peeling away as they feel the heat.
That's correspondent Jason Allen reporting from Houston. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single-line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Memorial Day savings are here at the Home Depot with free delivery and up to 40% off, plus up to an extra $450 off select appliances like LG. Plan your get-togethers with an LG refrigerator you can count on at the Home Depot. And with a connected ThinQ app, you'll know when to replace the filter. Spend less time worrying this Memorial Day with savings on LG, America's most reliable appliance brand, at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid May 15th through June 4th. U.S. only. See store or online for details.
So, how did a black bear end up on a stove in Kentucky?
Photos show the furry intruder perched on top of the stove in the kitchen, where a warden and local sheriff's deputy discovered the animal before chasing it from the property through an open door. The Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife says it was determined that the bear climbed up a ladder outside and squeezed through an opening in the attic. It fell through the ceiling and onto the stove. Wildlife officials note that black bears are typically elusive and tend to avoid humans unless they have been exposed to sources of human food. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Recent college college graduates are having a harder time finding work. Oxford Economics says unemployed recent college grads account for 12% of an 85% rise in the national unemployment rate since mid-2023. That's high, considering the group is only 5% of the total labor force. Matthew Martin of Oxford Economics told CBS Money Watch it's the first time this has happened in 45 years. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some sprinkles and showers in the overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and lows in the lower 50s, a light north breeze. Showers will be likely on Wednesday. Cloudy skies, highs won't climb much into the mid-50s with light northeast winds across the area. It's 53 at our studios.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around. Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. Get around.
Rodeo Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
bigger than wine, softer than the summer night.
For 98 years, your home for local news, and now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More Timeless Hits on the way next.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
WRJN. It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
A little old lady from Pasadena.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
Has a pretty little flower bed of white gardenia.
Go, Granny, go, Granny, go, Granny, go.
But parked in a rickety old garage is a brand new shiny red super stock dog.
Money, but I come to get my money back. And everybody
say, Jack.
one got his hat. Find out where it's at. It's not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece custom made for you. Yeah, you don't
tug on Silverman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off an old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with a slave.
No better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
WRJN.
That I have to follow you and
that's lost from the hurt that you have caused. Everywhere I turn, seems like everything I see reflects the love that used to be.
Sunday afternoon, really,
Hometown Radio, refreshed. WRJN.
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Yeah. can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Bye.
clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Trump administration is looking to cancel an additional $100 million worth of research contracts with Harvard University. More from CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
There's about nine agencies.